Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development is unfolding in the Indo-Pacific region as South Korea unveiled its plan to develop a nuclear-powered submarine, marking a major shift in the underwater balance of power. What makes this significant is that South Korea's Ministry of National Defense announced the basic plan for the development of the Republic of Korea nuclear-powered submarine, formerly known as the Jangbogwon project, with the lead boat targeted for launch in the mid-2030s and operational service by the late 2030s. The planned displacement is approximately 5,000 tons, with a low-enriched uranium reactor, in a fully domestic build. This development reshapes the Indo-Pacific underwater balance and adds South Korea to a hitherto exclusive group of nuclear submarine powers. The Club of Nations operating nuclear-powered submarines expands from 6 to 7 with the Jangbogwon project. First, let's consider the reactor choice. Seoul's decision to use low-enriched uranium navigates the ASARO K-123 agreement, renewed in 2015. Which restricts South Korean uranium enrichment. In contrast, INS Arihant reportedly uses a highly enriched uranium-derived design with approximately 40% enrichment. The AUKUS Pillar 1 will eventually equip Australia with highly enriched uranium-fueled assassins derived from US Virginia-class and UK Astute-class designs. Building on this, the AUKUS Pact, signed on 15 September 2021 by Australia, the UK, and the US, has a significant bearing on the Indo-Pacific region. Pillar 1 of the pact involves Australia acquiring approximately 8 assassins, with the first Virginia-class transfer expected around 2032. Pillar 2 focuses on advanced technology cooperation, including AI, quantum, hypersonics, and undersea capabilities. Now, let us turn to India's nuclear submarine program. India's SSBN fleet and SSN program are crucial components of its defense strategy. The SSN program, cleared by the Cabinet Committee on Security in October 2024, involves the construction of two indigenous nuclear-powered attack submarines with an outlay of approximately 40,000 crore. Project Varsha, a strategic submarine base at Rambilli, Andhra Pradesh, is currently under construction. Crucially, India's K-series SLBMs, including the K-15 Sagrika, K-4 and K-5 are vital for its nuclear deterrence. The K-15 Sagrika has a range of 750 km, while the K-4 has a range of 3,500 km, and the K-5 is under development with a range of over 5,000 kilometers. It is worth pausing here to note that the strategic implications of South Korea joining the SSN club are significant. This development acts as a counter to China's anti-Axis area denial posture and the plans expanding Type 093/094 and future Type 096 SSBN fleet. For India, the challenge is to sustain undersea dominance in the Indian Ocean region. The US 123 agreement framework is also relevant in this context. The 123 agreement refers to Section 123 of the US Atomic Energy Act, 1954, which is the legal framework for US civil nuclear cooperation. The India's 123 agreement was signed in 2007 and became operational in 2008. The AROKES 123 agreement, renewed in 2015, restricts South Korea's enrichment activities. Now, let us examine India's nuclear doctrine, which was adopted by the Cabinet Committee on Security in 2003. The doctrine rests on four pillars: no first use of nuclear weapons, credible minimum deterrent, massive retaliation designed to inflict unacceptable damage, and SSBN-based second strike capability, which is the maturing leg of the triad. So what does this mean for India's strategic position? The way forward for India involves accelerating the indigenous SSN program, with a target of launching the first hull by 2030-2033. Operationalizing Project Varsha at Rambali and sustaining SSBN deterrence patrols armed with K-4 and K-5 SLBMs are also crucial. Expanding Indo-Pacific undersea surveillance, including through Quad Maritime initiatives, and countering Chinese expansion in the Indian Ocean region are vital for India's strategic interests. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jangbogwon project is South Korea's nuclear submarine project, announced on 26 May 2026, and named after Jangbogo, a 9th-century Korean naval commander. The displacement of the submarine is approximately 5,000 tons, with a low-enriched uranium reactor, which has less than 20% U-235. The timeline for the project is launch in the mid-2030s and operational service in the late 2030s. Remember this number, the nuclear submarine powers have expanded from 6 to 7 with South Korea joining the club, which already includes the USA, Russia, UK, France, China, and India. The first nuclear submarine was the USS Nautilus, commissioned by the USA on 30 September 1954. The AUKUS Pact was signed on 15 September 2021. India's SSN program was cleared by the Cabinet Committee on Security in October 2024, with an outlay of approximately 40,000 crore for two hulls. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers India's defense partnerships, bilateral and multilateral groupings, such as the Quad and AUKUS, and the Indo-Pacific region. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers defense technology, nuclear policy, and indigenization. For prelims, remember the AUKUS Pact, the 123 Agreement, K-series missiles, Allianz-class boats, and Project Varsha. For mains, the nuclear submarine race in the Indo-Pacific and India's strategic options under the 2003 nuclear doctrine are crucial. The unfolding nuclear submarine race in the Indo-Pacific region has significant implications for global security and India's strategic position. As the region continues to evolve, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and their impact on the global balance of power.